Masked Man, The Man from the Reeds, takes place during the final days under the Saddam Hussein regime. The main character is a childless old man named Zaman, which in Arabic means time. The film opens as Zaman emerges from his hut to perform his daily prayers. When Zaman sees Yassin, a 5-year-old boy who has just lost his parents, he consoles him with some comforting wisdom. You see this palm tree? He asks Yassin. It has bravely survived heat, cold, and rain. Yet, it stands tall. It never complains. When Zaman's wife, Najma, gets sick, he travels all the way from Iraq's southern marshes to Baghdad to get medicine for her. But once in the capital city, he finds the pharmacy's shelves bare because of UN-imposed sanctions and a distribution system that favors prominent figures of the ruling regime. Zaman finally gets the medication, but when he returns to his village, it's too late, and the young orphan boy, Yassin, consoles him with the same comforting tale of the enduring palm tree.
كون الوضع في العراق كان يعيش حالة من الارتباك ومن القلق والتهديد وكان الفنان العراقي.
Like the palm tree, director Amir Alwan had to withstand many hardships to make this film. And he told the audience at the American Sights Film Festival, not just the confusion, stress, and threats that were part of everyday life under Saddam Hussein. He says Iraqi artists faced humiliation and despair because most of the produced works then were sheer propaganda. But shooting this film, he says, was the first step to bringing life back to the Iraqi cinema.
Iraqi filmmaking was almost dead due to the embargo. Because of the sanctions imposed by the United Nations and United States, Iraq wasn't allowed to import the 35 and 16 millimeter film stocks. The thinking was that the materials contained some chemicals that could have been used to produce weapons of mass destruction.
Director Alwan was forced to shoot his movie on videotape, then transfer it to 35mm film when he went back to Paris, where he's lived since 1980. He says dealing with the Iraqi government censors was another obstacle.
الإدارة اللي كانت تدير للأسف هم ليس فنانين وإنما ناس كانوا جهلة يجهلون في التاريخ ويجهلون في الفن.
The people who were in charge of the film administration and censors were ignorant. They knew nothing about art and history. When shooting, I was inspired by the places and actors. I added several scenes to the original script. But the censors prevented me from shooting in certain places and confiscated 5 tapes.
So Amir Alwan worked with the tapes he still had, crafting a film that critics praised as mixing lyricism with documentary-style realism. Zaman, The Man from the Reeds, has been shown at several film festivals in Europe and Latin America. But Mr. Alwan says bringing his work to Washington was especially important to him. He called it an emotional experience.
أولا واشنطن هي مقر الحكومة الأمريكية اللي وجهت لاحتلال العراق.
First of all, the American administration that occupied my country is here in Washington. Secondly, screening my film in Washington is very significant to me. America occupied Iraq with tanks and weapons, and here I am coming to America with a movie, a universal love story, hoping that Americans will become aware of the plight of the Iraqi people.
He got what he'd hoped for, and more.
It's fabulous, and I think it should be put on American TV.
It was lovely, yeah.
To me, it's a window to a world I know nothing about firsthand, and that's what movies do for me.
It was such a good movie, the love that he had for his wife and the love that she had for him.
The characters had an enormous dignity. It was very moving to me how eager people were in the audience to talk with the director and how eager he was to talk to us.
Director Amir Alwan says he's grateful for the warm welcome he received from audiences in Washington and hopes to come back for future festivals with new films representing his country, the free Iraq with an independent identity. I'm Faith Lapidus.